Harry's Game by Andy Hamilton, starring Annette Crosby as Edith, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, and Andy Hamilton as Satan.
I'm too sexy for my horns, too sexy for my tail, too sexy for my...
Sire.
Oh, I'm on my break, Scumspawn. I'm just relaxing and putting my hooves up on Pope Pius V.
I'm sorry to bother you, my prince, but we have another troublesome arrival in hell.
Oh, it's not another dog, is it? Only I'm really cheesed off about that pooch turning up down here. Everyone knows that you cannot damn any creature that does not have the intellectual equipment to understand basic morality. So that exempts animals, children, and footballers.
It's not another dog, sir. Well, I think you better come and meet him. He's this way.
Oh, all right. You stay crouching, Your Holiness. I like these old medieval popes. Yeah, they've got more give in them.
Been up to any good mischief-making in the world of men, my prince?
Eh? I did sneak in on Hazel Blears again while she was asleep and quietly whittled a couple more inches off her legs.
Right. Has she noticed she's getting smaller?
No, she hasn't clocked it yet, no. She will eventually, but by then it'll be too late, yeah. She'll be fighting off spiders with darning needles.
He's in here, sir.
Okay, sunshine, what's your name?
To whom am I speaking, please?
You see, my liege, he's got a real attitude.
Please, Gertie-man, what is your name?
Well, I have many, for I am the Prince of Darkness.
Ah, the Prince of Darkness. I have heard much about you and your diabolical cunning.
No, I bet you have.
It is an honor to meet you, Mr. Mandelson.
No, not Peter Mandelson. I don't look anything like Mandelson, do I? I don't use hair dye and I don't dress like a geography teacher. So,
so to whom do I speak?
I'm Satan. Now, what's your name?
My name is Oleg Vasilievich Karazovsky, and I am an oligarch. I own most of the heavy metals produced in Siberia and the Ukraine, as well as 3 airlines, 2 yachts, 9 mistresses, and 197 politicians. I am worth hundreds of billions of dollars.
Well, you're worth nothing now, Sonny Jim. You're not worth one of the maggots crawling out of Scumspawn's nose.
Sorry about that, sir. It's the hatching season.
Yeah, I know. You see, Boris, you are going to languish in this realm of despair for all eternity.
We shall see.
No. Not we shall see. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. You are my prisoner forever.
How much?
Sorry, what?
To release me, how much?
Listen, pal, there are some individuals who cannot be bought.
No, this is not true.
You can't bribe me. Satan is incorruptible. You know, weird. Weird as that may sound. See, I am a corrupter, not a corruptee. And anyway, what could you possibly offer me that I would want?
A normal pair of legs.
Is he being personal, Scumspawn?
Please, I write check now. So, how much?
Oh, all right, then. Write me a check for 30 billion trillion gazillion dollars.
I will give you 20 billion trillion gazillion dollars.
Oh, you drive a hard bargain, Oleg.
Here is your check.
Thanks, I'll put it with all the others. I framed Tiny Rowlands, didn't I?
But for this kind of money, I expect special treatment.
Oh, don't worry. I can promise you treatment that will be very special.
Hey, Wiscam. Attaboy.
Who do you love? It's your Uncle Thomas, isn't it? Isn't it, eh?
Can you keep the noise down, please? I'm trying to write.
That's crabby old Edith, isn't it?
We don't like her, do we, boy? No, we don't, because she's an old drought, isn't she? She's got a face like the back end of a bus after it's been hit by another bus.
Calm down now.
Don't tell me to calm down. I can't bear that. My sixth wife kept saying that. Calm down.
Your sixth wife?
Yeah, the one who accidentally fell down that well whilst I was dining with friends in a restaurant many miles away at the time.
Listen to that horrible Thomas, eh? Is he an evil psychopathic murderer? Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Nothing was ever proved, and stop trying to turn that dog against me. I know what you're up to.
Calm down, Thomas.
Nobody orders me to calm down, except possibly you.
That's better. I don't like shows of defiance, Thomas. You know where they lead.
The barrel full of rabid badgers.
That's right, yeah.
Hello, little scamp. Are you pleased to see your Uncle Scamsball? Yes, you are. And he's pleased to see you, sire.
Yeah, he's doing it again, Scamsball.
Scamp, down. Bad dog. Sorry, my prince. I think it's because your legs are so hairy, sire. They probably remind him of an old girlfriend.
What is wrong with dogs? Don't they draw the line anywhere? I mean, even the randiest human confines himself to the same species. You know, if you don't factor in the lonely hill farmers and the and the stag knights that get out of hand and involve real stags.
Don't punish the dog, Lord of Darkness. Scamp won't do it again.
He won't be able to once I finish with him.
But you said yourself, sire, it makes no sense to punish a dog because a dog hasn't the intellectual equipment to understand morality.
Yes, yes, I did say that, Scumspawn, but,
He's got you there.
Yeah, actually, haven't you got some work you should be getting on with? When are you going to finish writing my biography?
I don't appreciate being rushed. It took me 6 years to finish my biography of Einstein.
Why, are you a slow typist?
Because Einstein was a very interesting man.
You reckon, yeah. His hair's more interesting than he is.
You're not saying he's not down here?
Of course.
But why is he down here? Einstein revealed the great mysteries of our universe.
Well, that's why he's down here. God didn't like him doing that, no. No, he prefers humanity to remain pig ignorant, doesn't he, Scumspawn?
He says the more they know, the less they worship him.
But Einstein was a wonderful scientist.
No, you see, Edith, what you have to understand is that God hates all scientists. Or as he calls them, nosy bastards.
I remember how furious he was when they split the atom.
Oh, God, yeah, he just ran around shouting, why do they keep playing with my stuff, didn't he? So,
you see, Edith, because he feels they muscle in on his patch, in death, God punishes all scientists with damnation.
Mm. And in life, he punishes them with an absence of girlfriends.
I'd imagine the Almighty would be a little more enlightened than that.
Enlightened? You're talking about someone who thinks an acceptable negotiation ploy is to kill all firstborn.
Could you possibly arrange for me to meet Einstein?
No, this is hell. Not Jim will fix it.
It's just, Einstein's always been a hero of mine.
You should never meet your heroes, Edith.
I'd still love to meet Einstein. My biography of him was very well received. Uh-huh. It won an award, actually.
An award? Gosh.
Yes. Not that awards mean anything, of course.
No, of course not. No, no.
I mean, I've won a few over the years, mm-hmm. but they're baubles, really, aren't they? I mean, I used to keep all mine in the lavatory.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, where everybody would see them.
I don't know what you mean.
I think you do, girlie.
Sire!
Not now, Scumspawn. I'm winding Edith up.
Sire, I can see lots of demons approaching.
Oh, get back to your post, you lot, immediately.
We will not. We've had enough.
Yeah, this is the last straw.
Well, where are these troublemakers from, Scumspawn?
I think they work in the arrivals department.
Yeah, that's right, arrivals, which is turning into a farce. Bad enough that we've just taken delivery of 500 idiots who tried to flash mob at Robert Mugabe's house.
Yeah, bad enough that we're being inundated with hundreds of people who've topped themselves because they can't take any more of Robert Peston.
But this one is just too much. I mean, what the heck are we supposed to do with him?
Him who?
Down there, in the basket.
Good grief.
Is that a baby?
No, it's a hamster. Is it a baby? Of course it... Oh, this is getting ridiculous. First a dog gets sent to hell for no apparent reason, and now I get lumbered with a sprog.
It's outrageous. We can't be expected to torment babies. I mean, we may be vile, repulsive demons, but we do have standards.
Yeah. Also, we'd need smaller equipment.
There's that as well.
Do something, Scumspawn.
But what? Oh, Thomas, you had kids. What do you do when a baby starts crying?
You ring for the Filipino.
I don't have a Filipino. What is a Filipino?
All right, right, don't panic about the Filipino.
It's perfectly simple. You just pick the baby up and give it a cuddle. There, you see? Who's a good boy?
How do you know it's a boy?
All the plumbing's on the outside.
Do we know anything about this baby?
Just turned up with no paperwork, no ID, no nothing. He's got a little scar on his head.
Yeah, we thought for a moment that he might be Harry Potter. Then we remember that he's a fictional character.
Yeah, yeah. Not real.
What model of demon are these two scumspawn?
C-13, sir. Why?
I think it might be time for a product recall.
This baby needs his parents.
Yeah, I am aware of that, thank you, Edith. Sadly, I am not aware of who his parents are, so...
He can't stay here in hell.
Yeah, I
won't allow it.
Yeah, what are you going to do, ring Childline? Look, I'm going to deal with it, OK? Edith, Scumspawn, Thomas, you three, look after the baby. And the dog. I don't know, this place is turning into the Waltons. Right, I'm going to sort this madness out with the top man himself.
Edith, you will show us how to look after this baby. Only I'm a bit nervous.
Oh, of course. But there may be a quid pro quo.
Oh, God, look. Now he's crapped himself and been sick all down his front.
Well, I said I was nervous.
X to the power of n times c squared minus 11 to the power of 467 over pi plus 1.7 cubed divided by 8 million times k to the power of 166 squared equals... Aha! Yes, that's it! Oh, no, damn it. I forgot to carry the 7. I am always doing that.
Professor Einstein?
I am he.
Scumspawn told me where to find you. My name is Edith Barrington. I wrote a book about you.
A book?
It was very well received, and it won an award.
Awards are worthless baubles. I won the Nobel Prize. It meant nothing to me.
Did you keep it in the toilet?
Purely for storage purposes, yes. So, what did you write in this book of yours?
Well, the truth, you know. How you astounded the scientific world with your theory of special relativity. How you alerted President Roosevelt to the possibility of making the atomic bomb, and how, in later life, you strove tirelessly for nuclear disarmament, and, most of all, how you became the single most famous and most important scientist of the 20th century.
No mention of the table tennis, then.
Sorry?
Did you mention how good I was at table tennis?
No, I...
Nobody ever mentions the table tennis. I was brilliant. I did not lose a game of ping pong for 9 years. I used to thrash Max Planck. Planck by name, Planck by nature.
Okay, problem. God seems to have lost all interest in us, but I need somehow to get his attention. Well, if in doubt, resort to provocation. That's my motto. Oh, I know. Moses was a pansy. No, too tame, obviously. Yeah. You only pick the Jews as your chosen people... because the Welsh turned you down. Jesus had it coming. Richard Dawkins is brilliant. Yeah, I knew that'd do it. Jackpot. And here it comes, through the clouds, the flame-mobile, driven by the all-knowing, all-powerful Gabriel.
Hello, Satan. Long time no see. What can I do for you?
But without a doubt, my crowning moment was when I beat Schrodinger 21 love.
Really?
He went into a big sulk afterwards. All I could hear was silence. Apart from the faint meowing of Schrodinger's cat inside a box. At least I think it was inside the box. I never actually looked. 21, love. And when I played Marie Curie...
Yes, if we could perhaps move off the ping pong. I was just wondering if you have any idea how far nuclear physics has come since you made your astonishing breakthrough.
Don't tell me. I bet they are still persevering with all that quantum malarkey.
Well, quantum physics is...
I hate quantum. It is too random. Quantum is not physics, it is just a highbrow form of bingo.
It's become the theoretical cornerstone.
Listen, I said it before, quite famously as it happens, and I shall say it again. God does not play dice. Although Satan claims he is addicted to blackjack. But I never know whether to believe Satan. He is always winding me up. Like the time he told me that my theory of special relativity had been mathematically disproved by someone called Carol Vorderman.
Would you like to know the latest exciting development?
Maybe.
Well, in Switzerland, they've built this massive machine to try to recreate the conditions that obtained in the first few milliseconds after the Big Bang. They're looking for a special particle that explains the universe by showing how things acquire mass. It's called the Higgs boson, after the man who first theorized about its existence.
That is astonishing.
Isn't it?
I didn't have a particle named after me.
Well, no, but...
Not one single particle.
Well, is that really...
But along comes Mr. Higgs, and everybody just says, "Ooh, Mr. Higgs, here, please, stick your name on this. We love you, Mr. Higgs."
Yes.
See,
yes,
this is what I've always hated about science. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Unbelievable. Look, it doesn't subtract from your fame if other scientists discover things. You'll just have to accept it. And if they detect the Higgs boson, then yes, that will mean more fame for Higgs, and in all probability it might well mean that Stephen Hawking will get the Nobel Prize.
And who is this Stephen Hawking? Higgs's boyfriend?
He's a quite extraordinary man, actually, who has overcome astonishing difficulties to become the most acclaimed physicist of our modern age.
I bet I could beat him at table tennis.
Yes. Yes, I think you probably could.
I used to thrash Heisenberg.
Is that right?
Yes, but then he was a very uncertain kind of player.
Psst, Thomas, look at the baby. Do you think it's okay? Only it's inattentive, and I've heard that's the first stage of meningitis, or possibly...
Stumsman, the baby is inattentive because it is asleep.
Oh, I see. So that's what sleep looks like. See, nobody ever sleeps down here. That's our sort of mission statement. Sleep looks jolly nice, though, doesn't it? I wonder what babies dream about. Maybe they don't dream. They don't really know anything yet, do they? So what could they dream about? I mean, the only experiences they know are breastfeeding and filling their nappies. And that would make for a pretty dull dream, wouldn't it? Breasts and defecation.
Not necessarily.
What if he fills his nappy now? What will we do? I'm neuter.
Never say neuter in front of a dog.
Oh, he's woken the baby now. Oh, my God, what will we do?
Don't just stand there, Scumspawn. Do something.
Well, can't you do something?
I'm looking after the dog. I'm no good at multitasking. Are you sure you haven't got access to a Filipino? There must be Filipinos in hell.
Well, there's present Marcos, but I don't remember him being big on childcare. Oh, my God, the baby's face is going crimson.
Pick him up.
All right.
Not by his ankles.
Oh, sorry. Well, now what?
I don't know. Pat him on the back and say things like, "They're there."
That seems an odd thing to say. Where's the there that the there's referring to?
Just do it.
All right, here goes. There. There. It's working. I still think it'd be safer if you cuddled him. You must have cuddled your children.
No.
Why not?
Well, because I didn't want to weaken them. I wanted them to be strong and ruthless, unfettered by emotion. You see, hugs and kisses sap your will to succeed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes? It's why ugly people make such good politicians. The baby's fast asleep now, Scumson. Well done.
And look,
little scamp's fast asleep as well. He's probably dreaming about chasing rabbits.
Well, if he is dreaming about rabbits, I don't think he's dreaming about chasing them.
A baby has arrived in hell.
Yeah, isn't that a Lulu? Yeah, I mean, I know God has virtually abandoned his creation, but I really need to talk to him.
I'm afraid you can't.
Well, can't talk to God. Why not?
He's taken a sabbatical.
A sabbatical?
Yeah, says he's fed up with being at everyone's beck and call. Says he wants some more me time.
What the hell is he going to do with this sabbatical?
No, he's not sure. He said he'd like to have a go at writing children's stories.
But the whole system's falling apart. I mean, first we had a dog turn up in hell. I mean, I did mention this to two angels who claimed they'd been appointed as Earth's site managers.
Oh, those two, yes. Well, I'm afraid they were rather overpromoted.
Yeah, I didn't take to them.
You stuck their name badges up their arse.
Well, I've never been one for formal complaints procedures. They're so slow, aren't they? But no, the real problem is the baby. I mean, how the hell does a baby end up in hell? Why are you holding your head in your hands?
Oh, we've just had some new software installed. Oh. It's chaos. And we're getting anomalies turning up at our end as well. I first realised something was up when I saw some of the cherubim chatting with Saddam Hussein.
Oh.
Now, has this baby got any ID?
None. I was hoping you might have some data on him.
I doubt it. I mean, I'll have a look, but the last time I tried to access the system, it just kept offering me special deals on Viagra.
Look, could you not just talk to the Almighty and just...
What, risk him flying off the handle? No, thank you.
But a baby can't languish in hell. It's just so unfair. And if hell's about one thing, it's fairness, surely. I mean, it has to be. You've gone very quiet.
I'm thinking.
Right. Do you want some help with that? You're only an angel.
Do you mind?
All right. He lets you drive the chariot of flames, then?
Yes.
Right. Only when I was, you know, prince of all the angels, he wouldn't let me. Said I wasn't insured. I was very disappointed. And, you know, I mean, he got me a bicycle of flames, but it wasn't the same.
Is that why you rebelled?
Good grief, no. I started the rebellion, as you call it, or democratic rebranding initiative, as I call it, in order to address important social issues in the kingdom of heaven. You know, certainly wasn't about that poxy bike. The mountains look nice, don't they, eh? Big avalanche risk at the moment, apparently. That dangerous mixture of heavy snowfall and a climbing expedition involving Brian Blessed.
Okay, I think I've got an idea about what to do as regards this misrouted baby.
But, right.
Look, we won't mention it to God, just in case it upsets him.
Coochie-coo. I'm getting the hang of this.
Yeah. Me too. Look, I've taught Scamp some more tricks. Watch out. Look. Okay, boy. Good boy. That's it. Roll over. Now, die for England. Okay, now, tear Edith's throat out.
Thomas!
Oh, come on. Here she comes, boy. Go on, go for the jugular, please. Just for a laugh. Oh, don't just stand there wagging your tail.
How's the baby, Scumsball?
Good as golden. We should give him a name, really. I was thinking of calling him Satan. After my liege lord, the Prince of Darkness. Or do you think that might be confusing? People might mix the two of them up. I know. We could call him Satan Junior. That's got a nice ring to it. Here comes my prince now.
Scumsborn.
Yes, sir?
You can see I'm in a bad mood, so how do you think I feel about being greeted by the sight of one of my demons blowing bubbles?
You said to look after the baby, my liege, and they need constant stimulation at this age. I read it in Penelope Leach.
Penelope? This is hell, not a creche. Or a dog's own.
He's much better behaved now I've trained him.
Yeah, have you trained him to distinguish between me and something he'd like to mate with?
But he's not doing that at the moment.
No, he's got that funny look in his eye. I think I might have to confiscate his wedding tackle.
Oh, that's your answer to everything, isn't it? Removing organs. When are you going to grow up?
Why is she in a strop?
I don't know, sir. She's just been to visit Einstein and...
Oh, I see. And how was Albert? Has he solved that maths problem I set him yet?
No, he hasn't.
And he won't either. He's going to spend the whole of eternity failing to solve something insoluble. He doesn't know it's insoluble, of course. He'll just keep trying. Hope is always the cruelest of my torments.
He's right, yeah. He once told me I could tunnel out of here.
Right.
And he craftily left this spoon lying around. So I tunnelled and tunnelled and tunnelled.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. Yeah, the tunnel came out in the lake of fire, didn't it? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, you went up like a Catherine wheel. Look on your face. Well, what was left of it? It was brilliant. Happy days.
Sire, could I ask you whether you made any progress with the Almighty as regards the fate of little Satan Jr.?
Satan Jr.
Yes, I named him after you, to honour you.
Not a great name for a kid, is it? Satan Jr. Might make it hard for him to get a place in a church school.
Oh, well, it's just for now, till God returns him to his real family, in the land of the living. He is going to do that, isn't he?
Hard to say, because right now, God's on his gap year. So I ended up dealing with the angel Gabriel, and after much faffing around, it was agreed that I, yes, Muggins here, with nothing to go on whatsoever, would try and find the Sprogs family on Earth with a view to returning him.
Gosh, any ideas where to start looking, my prince?
No, I am beside myself with frustration, Scumspawn. I haven't been this frustrated since I took the form of a pretzel and narrowly failed to choke George W. Bush. I have to take it out on someone.
So that'll be me, then.
Well, you know, why rewrite a hit?
Do not.
What's going on?
Oh, we saw him, our prince. He burst free.
You, guilty man. We had understanding, and now you have disappointed me. And I am not a man who tolerates disappointment.
Yeah, you left the words Mr. Bond off the end of that sentence.
We had a deal. You said you would get me out. Please, don't make me play rough.
I am so sorry. How remiss of me. Yeah. But I will tell you the way out. See, Oleg, the thing to do is tunnel your way to freedom.
A tunnel?
Yeah, yeah. Just take this spoon.
Yes.
Dig in that direction.
Old Harry's Game featured Andy Hamilton as Satan, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, and Annette Crosby as Edith, with Philip Pope and Michael Fenton Stevens. The programme was written by Andy Hamilton and was produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.